भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय।
In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is telling, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata adhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam surjanya paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya jadaskatam dharma sansthapanartha sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna advances himself. To rectify the principles of religion which have not been followed. And this creates a discrepancy or fault in the livelihood. It starts from maintenance to destruction. So dharmasya glani means whenever and wherever the discrepancy in following the religious principle is arising, Krishna says, I advent myself without help of anybody to correct. How does he correct? Paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami. By annihilating the miscreants means is negating all the activities which are detrimental to support the light system. Those who are favorable, they are called sadhus. So, automatically they will be protected. But vinashaya cha duskritam is also there. And Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish the Yuga Dharma for resurrecting the lost religious principles by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And it is the same principle. But there is no necessary killing like Kurukshetra war has been ever involved. Because people in Kali Yuga are almost living like dead. So where is the question of killing them? They have already been killed. When we were coming from airport, Radharani asked this question, something related to the cow killing that we were talking. I told her, Sri Narasimhadev is engaged in killing Hiranyakashipu. We see God is the destroyer of the life or destroyer of the body. The Lord has nothing to do with the body, therefore he can destroy and he preserves the life. We think our life is only sustained by preservation of the body, but that is a very temporary thing. It does not hold dharma. If we keep on sustaining our bodies, the principle of dharma will be lost. The body has to be preserved in as much healthy condition as to cross over the ignorance between the life and death. So, the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to re-establish the lost principles of religion by chanting Hare Krishna. dharma sansthapanat. Sanstha means what? An institution. But why an institution is required? The grahastha. Stha is also here. We have invoked the fire sacrifice and all this for what? Huh? We did kalasthapana. We did fire sthapana. We did the deity sthapana. So now they are the presiding deity to oversee the whole functions. Our purpose is to follow how the principles of religion remain intact. It's our obligation. Then and then our purpose to become grahastha will be fulfilled. Stha sthira. Stha means sthira. Sansthapana means provide as much time as possible against the current of Kali Yuga, which is destruction. For our institution to struggle and survive amongst all different kinds of attacks and inconveniences caused within and without, what does it indicate? When dharma is not followed, the situation will not be correct. So we have to struggle hard to prepare. And Krishna says that he advents for the same purpose. All the avatars are coming to establish the principles of religion. All the personalities are coming as the representatives of the Supreme Person to do the same job. So, dharma sansthapanartha has same parallel meaning to when we are establishing a house for living. It must be under the rules and regulations of dharma. So we invoke the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the center of our activities. We perform yajna in order that every day our activity will become yajna rather than binding activity. Ordinary karma. A devotee is not a karmi. He is performing yajna. The best of all yajnas is Sankirtan yajna. But nonetheless, he has to put an effort and consciousness together to make each and every activity within and without of the house as yajna. So fire or fire sacrifice, yajna vidhi is very in tune with the dharma. Right? For the establishment of ourselves, whether in the society or in the world, but first and foremost as devotee, is very important. Otherwise, in bodily conception, we think we are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That animals also do. But why we have an obligation to establish something? An establishment, whether as an industrial business establishment, household establishment, all the establishments has first and foremost in Vedic culture the Supreme. He has to be worshipped. Whenever we perform any activity of utmost importance, that will have a long-lasting effect. That is an establishment. So, we did this establishment with the sense that the sacrifice is more important. The fire sacrifice is the whole consuming sacrifices. So whatever we do, we have to offer as a homage We did this homage with a perfect understanding through the process of parampara. In the Purusha Sukta, all the material ingredients of the energy of the Lord has been manifested in the form of Virat Purusha. And all living entities are coming out as his part and parcel. So those descriptions we invoked in the fire sacrifice by chanting Purusha Sukta. It says about creation. This house was created. And the very first important activity we are performing is invoking the Supreme Absolute Truth. Lord Shri Krishna in both material consideration as well as spiritual consideration. People do not know why we have to perform the fire sacrifice. Housewarming. Oh, because the fire was there, it produced the heat and it warmed up the house. That is not the meaning. Housewarming. We are warming up the whole house with our conscious efforts to please Lord Krishna. So dharma sansthapana arthaya, for establishment of the religious principle back into normal, Krishna has to advent. And we invoke Krishna to establish our household establishment. It is sanstha. A little house is also a sanstha. This body is also sanstha. Because so many living entities are stable in the body to maintain their livelihood. So it is our humble duty. But we must know that what is or who is behind all this. And that is Krishna. Because he is sarva karana karanam. How would you say that body, our own body in a family means many bodies, they are all under one roof, there is another body. We are putting body after body after body over the body. I'm a tiny soul, but I have how many layers of other body? I have the body of false ego, I have the body of intelligence, I have the body of mind, I have the body of my five elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether. These are all coverings on the soul. They are bodies. They look like bodies. But then above and over we build the brick house with glass seen through. All the functionaries are there. And during this construction, Vastu has to be understood because he is the architect that who would help us to remind who will be here. So anybody is showing the Vastu or not, that's irrelevant today in Kali Yuga. But we are performing the function of establishment of the Supreme Personality of God. So, even though we have bodies, we have to establish in such a way that it becomes mindful of Krishna. How are the bodies made? Annad bhavanti bhutani. The bodies are made from the food grains. Food grains have been offered to Krishna for what? Because you will see how the chain reaction will start from this. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhava. Yagyad bhavati parjanya yagya karma samudbhava. Karma brahmodbhavam viddhi brahmaksharam samudbhavam. Tasmat sarvagatam brahma nitya yagya pratishthitam. See the cycle. It gives very logical understanding. Pratishtha means establishment. We have invoked the Yagya Purush, Yagyesh, Yagyapati, Vishnu, and we chanted and invoked to take our offering as our sacrifices. And we will be mindful that always we will try to please Lord Krishna through our activities. That is the meaning of the household life. But in household life, we have the kitchen right here. So annad bhavanti bhutani, they will maintain the bodies in Krishna consciousness. And all our activities. And parjanyat anna sambhava. Parjanya means the rain. Rain is making the grains possible. Rain is formed by karma. Rain is formed possible by the karma that pleases to Krishna. Otherwise, why should rain come? And if rain comes, either it is more than necessary, then what happens? It creates havoc, right? And if it comes less than necessary, then the Queensland show both the miracles, right? But what was the karma? It was not favorable to Krishna. That's why it happened. Here also the supply from purified sewage is coming. And the tap water?
No more. We have plenty of water, so no more. They stopped.
Not
yet.
Okay, probably next year there will be drought, so enjoy while you can. Alright? So, yajnyat bhavati parjanya. If a balancing or equalizing action is taken by the people, means collective karma, if it is becoming very conducive to maintain the material nature, then the sufficient rain will come. Otherwise, it will be either this way or that way. Suffering will be there. It's a punishment. Unless and until we have a sufficient amount just to maintain, then the balance will be kept. Otherwise, over or under would be detrimental. Right? So that is called a karma which is harmonizing with the material nature is called yajna. That's why sufficient rain will come and will not create any disturbance. So in the same way, yajna, Vishnu, and for the pleasure of Vishnu, that particular karma is called yajna, and that is going to free us from the bondage of material nature. Yajyathat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. Only for the pleasure of the Lord you should perform all the activities. Anything else beyond the pleasure of Lord Vishnu is going to be a cause of your bondage. In the devotional life we are learning how to get liberated from this bondage of karma. So it is anticipated that the devotees will be performing yajnas. Sankirtan yajna, household yajna, but everything yajna. For performance of any activity we require stability. And stability means a era. Yajna karma samudbhava. Karma means the energy of the Lord when it is being activated is called going to put up a kriya. Karya shakti produces kriya. It is a manifestation of Lord Krishna's energy. When you see, it is working. So when you go to work, you have to concentrate upon the working potency of Lord Krishna, that you are able to utilize it to produce something. In as much energy being put, that much will be the result. Energy principle is never free. You have to borrow and then you have to pay back. All this energy has come from Krishna. You did not bring your own. Neither you can create energy for yourself, because it has been coming down with you in the form of the food, in the form of your yajna, means sacrifice, and sacrifice is coming through the activity or the energy of actions. That is karma. Karma brahmodbhamam vidhi. The sum total of creative energy Krishna established, that is Brahma. So karma is developing from the energy of sum total material creativity. It's Brahma. Alright? Sarvamidam kalvam Brahma. Krishna is the sum total of all manifested energies, whether spiritual or material. Huh? So, Brahmaksharam samudbhavam. Brahma is coming from the infallible Lord. It's called Aksharam. Or one who is not going to be exhausted. Krishna is the reservoir of everything. Whatever is coming out from him, he still remains the full. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, is perfect and complete. From whom everything emanates is also perfect and complete. And even after producing so many perfect and complete units, he still remains perfect and complete. Purnameva Vashishyate. This is the definition of the Supreme. So, Brahma Aksharam Samudbhavam. Aksharam means the perfect source, Lord Shri Krishna. Tasma, therefore, Sarvagatam Brahma. This Brahma is spreading everywhere. Sarvagatam. The sum total of Krishna's energy is everywhere. And he himself as expansion, as Paramatma, is also everywhere. It's called Sarvaga. So the Jiva is also everywhere. Because Paramatma is sitting in the heart of that Jiva, the atomic particle also. Anuraniyam mahato mahiyam. Therefore, we have to remain conscious that by establishment, our original purpose is to serve Krishna becomes factual. Krishna comes to establish on a wholesale level, dharma sansthapana, wholesale level. We can do at least for our own house level. We are not Krishna. But as Krishna's servant, we can rectify all the situations in the house. This establishment called our house or our home is meant for serving the Supreme Lord. Then and then this establishment is what? Otherwise, it is what do you call the dark well? Andhakupam. The house becomes blind well. You cannot come out from it. Even people who are so religious, but they do not know, they have so much attachment that they want to die in the house. and want to come again. They desire life after life. And many a times they are coming, even as grandchildren. You never know. So, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujanya. We are also becoming instrument to establish the religious principles right in the house. Because this is sanstha. This is an institution. Grahasthashram is an institution. And must be established. But Devi, divine, it should be established. That is our aim. So anybody has any question?
Ramesh, could you explain the process where you said everything comes from Krishna and goes back, like grains, and then you've got the rain, and after that, what is?
Yeah, after the rain is performed, created by yajna, means balancing activity or harmonizing activity. The activity comes from Krishna's energy. That is called Brahma. Brahma is the sum total of the creation. And Brahma is Sarvagatam, is everywhere. Who says there is no spiritual nature here? It is there. Otherwise, why will we get an impetus to get liberated? Why we are able to perceive the spiritual energy in chanting if it is only material here? Because Sarvagatam Brahma is the sum total of the energy principle is there, both spiritual and material. They say spiritual energy is 3/4, while material energy is only 1/4. But yet we are selfish and we want to become lord and master of whatever we survey. So survival of the fittest becomes the principle. And in a limited space, you know, all the rats are going to eat each other. Right? So in this way, tasmat sarvagatam brahma nitya yajna pratishtitam. Nitya means every time you must think that we are invoking Brahma, or Brahma is here when we perform a sacrifice. A sacrifice in the form of holy name, a sacrifice in the form of our Pancharatri Givedi, or any offering to Krishna is also a sacrifice. Tat Kurushva Madarpana means we are supposed to perform only sacrifice. Sacrifice doesn't mean all the time fire sacrifice. So, in our activity of sacrificing our life, you know, for Krishna's sake, Braja, how are you? Are you okay? Papa again? Oh, Janki is up here. There you go. So, this is pretty important. That the cycle is right there. It's very logical progression, Krishna says.
You're talking about different like religious principles. So when Krishna mentions towards the end of Bhagavad Gita abundant all these religious principles, different varieties of religion, what does he actually mean?
That is mental conceptions. Whatever you may think by your perception, that becomes your dharma. So sarva dharmana parityajya. You have a conception of what sustains you, that becomes your dharma. Dharma means dharayate iti dharma. One that holds your idea, it becomes your dharma. But actually, Krishna is telling, when he describes the jiva is completely different from the apara prakriti. Bhumira pranaravayu khambana buddhirevacha ahankaram itiya me binna prakriti yastata apare mitastvanyam prakriti vidye me param jiva bhutam mahabahu yayedam dharyate jagat. Who is sustaining the universe? The jivas. The jivas. When such collective energy of spiritual nature comes to lord it over in the material world, you see every movement going on. And such a profound, powerful energy, the jiva has, it is being wasted, useless, and simply eating, sleeping and mating and defending. So, grahasthasram, grahasthastha means sthira. Where? In that conception that Krishna says, gives you. Right? Dharman are plural, but dharma is one. There must be distinction between them.
Is the concept of stability and controlling yourself or the activities is the same category? Means it is in the same line of the spiritual?
Of course, first comes control, then you become steady. When the mind is not controlled, how are you going to be steady? When senses are not controlled, how are you going to control the mind? Right? So, controlling doesn't mean you become Ishwara. Become Ishwara on yourself. Why on others? We are all servants. If we have to become master, then become master on our own senses. Goswami.
Guru Maharaj, you said one of the reasons why we do all the different religious practices of Dharma is to keep the equilibrium so that we don't have so many calamities like floods and things like that. But because this is the material world, there's always going to be anxiety anyway. So,
but still,
what's the point?
When there is instability, there is anxiety. When this instability comes by holding the fruit and not allowing it to be offered to one it belongs to, means where you borrow the energy, you have to offer the results to him. You borrow the energy from Krishna and you want to keep the fruit, means you are indebted, imbalance immediately. Accounts are very clear.
You know, we talk of, say, stability, right? But if you go through, you know, one's life, when we are little children, we basically don't know what's happening. Then when we become younger, then the senses go wild, you know. You just don't worry about stability, security, nothing. That's another phase of life. And then you come to say, okay, you know, like, I want to marry Mr. Right or Miss Right, whatever it is. So you get married, and then...
Struggle for... stability.
So then, it's, you know, you want security and stability. After that, of course, in the Western world, you know, each one to their own, and then again, struggle starts to, you know, compromise. And
can
by
you?
The, by
can,
the time the life finishes,
right?
Just,
yeah, but you know, you missed the point. Where was the stability?
That's the thing, you know. Like,
no, the stability has to be given by proper education, so you can carry on in every stage of life. If kids are taught chant Hare Krishna and give them so much enthusiasm and they would keep on sacrificing their life for Krishna. That is the most stable. Bhaja Hure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanaru. Stability means abhaya. There is no fear. When we are unstable, then there will be fear. But when you are catching hold of Abhaycharan's lotus feet, everything is successful. Nobody is teaching about the stability, and they have to struggle as if they have to learn automatically. No?
How does one make everything a sacrifice in that? In the material, how does one make everything a sacrifice?
Why not? Do in such a consciousness that it becomes a sacrifice. If the consciousness is not ready yet, then it will be half-cooked, some lukewarm situation will be there. You know? Should I give this much? But always try to involve in as much degree as possible and increase that involvement of Lord Krishna in your life.
Guru Maharaj, on that note, where we have to try and use we have to make our consciousness in such a way that we use everything in service of Krishna. I read a quote where Srila Prabhupada said that even if you are a drunkard, think of Krishna. Think that, oh, this wine tastes so good. It's like it reminds me of Krishna. But say, for example, you know, I think Srila Prabhupada's point was just somehow or other, just think of Krishna. You know, so, but isn't it, you know, if we're struggling so much and we're, you know, we're doing activities for our own sense gratification, but we are aware, obviously, because we've been listening for such a while, that we should be thinking of Krishna, isn't it offensive?
No. If it is not according to the Shastra, it is going out of hand, then you can't relate it, yes, I was thinking of Krishna. Thinking of Krishna means you perform activity just to please Him. If there is no pleasure of Krishna, how is it that you have been thinking of Him? If I'm thinking of you, then I should think of your welfare. Nothing less. So if I'm going to think of Krishna, I will have to always think whether He is pleased or not. Kamsa was also thinking, but he was thinking just to kill Krishna. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Anushilanam, whether it is in thinking, feeling, willing, you have to apply anukulya. Is it favorable to Krishna? Our thinking should be also favorable to Krishna. Then it becomes devotional service. Remembering, right?
Guru Maharaj, I just read somewhere, but I couldn't find the meaning of the words, but Srila Prabhupada said our devotional service should be ahaituki
apratihata.
What does that mean?
Ahituki means causeless. We don't have any other cause other than our target to please Krishna. Therefore, not for our hetu, but hetu of Krishna. Right? And apratihata means uninterrupted. Come hell or high water, I will just engage in devotional service. And by engagement of devotional service, all my obligations will be fulfilled. Have complete faith on that. That is actually Shraddha. Real Shraddha means Shraddha, Shabde, Sudrada, Vishwas, Karnishchay, Krishna Bhakti Karile, Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. Sarva Karma. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving the clue that if this is the parameter, that you would not dare to do anything other than what Krishna is. That kind of consciousness Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajata Purusham Param. Whether you have all the desires or no desires, or even desire to get rid of this material life, you know, and go into the liberated life, just worship the Supreme Person with acute devotional service. Pinpoint. This is how Prabhupada has inculcated the seed of devotion and nurturing in the society by his writing and by his personal behavior. He has been nurturing us. If nobody else is there as an ideal person to nurture this, Prabhupada is still there.